This is the Bugcast episode 27.
Yeah.
Hi, good evening. It's Monday the 8th of September. It's about 10 to 10 in the evening, and you are listening to the Bugcast episode 27. Thank you for joining me. Apologies all for the delay in release of this episode. I have no excuse. I suppose that's what comes with not doing a live show. You're not then tied down to doing a show at a certain time. So it was on the way home from work on Friday evening, I made the decision to not do the live show, purely because it was my birthday weekend coming up and I wanted to spend some quality time with my wife and family. That's not too much to ask, is it? So I hope really I didn't put anybody out by not doing the show on Friday. As you will hear later on, I will be doing one this Friday. Because the show is so late, and it is late in the evening, and I'm quite tired, and I've got to be up at something stupid like 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, today's show is going to be all about music. Now, I did threaten a while ago that I was going to start a second podcast with just music in it. That obviously didn't happen, and probably never will. It was an idea that was good at the time, but it just wasn't going to come to fruition, because I don't really have time to prepare and put live 2 podcasts a week. So what I'll probably do is just every so often I'll just do a music show on its own, just to break up the monotony so you don't have to listen to my voice all the time. That first song was from the Podsafe Music Network, and that was Garfan with Deborah. This next one I've taken from the Aerial Publicity Cyber PR website. The group is called 5AM, and this track, which is, I think, really good, is called Be Still.
She steps on the street, and everyone she meets never seems to notice. Strings that are coming from her skin, she unravels in the wind as she loses focus. She falls to her knees, feels the pull of the sea as she goes under. The world, it keeps rushing by, with tears in her eyes, is a voice above her that says, be, yeah, yeah. Still your shaking heart. Be, yeah, yeah. Be still. Behind a screen, a sight unseen, as he types his message. Hello, is anybody there? Am I thinner than air? Can you hear me from this wreckage? Words fall for you and I, ah, but we don't listen. My beloved, just quiet your panic and quiet your static. You'll find me with them. We pass each other on the streets, and everyone we meet never seems to notice. Strings that are coming from our skin as we unravel in the wind, as we lose focus. Yeah.
5 a.m. and Be Still. I kind of feel a bit guilty for doing purely a music show this week, because our official researcher Phil from work has been doing a sterling job passing me news articles that have been of interest, and I would like to probably use all of the links that you sent to me over the last week and a bit, but obviously because this is a music show I won't be doing it this week, so Phil, I do apologise, but I will make use of your links next week. Now, the method that Phil has been sending me these links is in a new feature that I've just signed up for, which I will tell you about later on. But basically, it's a nifty little feature that is I've created for the podcast, which, no, that's not true. I haven't created it. Somebody else has created it. I've signed us up for it, which will allow you to put news articles, media files, embedded videos, voicemail messages directly into this one website. But I'll give you more details about that later on. This next song from the Podsafe Music Network is by a lass called Rachel Sage, and this track is called Vertigo. Rachel Sage and Vertigo. Very good track from the Podsafe Music Network. And this is something else.
All set? Let's go.
And now, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, the man you've been waiting for, the drum beater, the system cheater.
Do you like music, randomness and threes? If so, come and have a listen to The Random Three, which is an eclectic mix of music, a sort of musical car boot sale. Point your aggregator to www.stainlesssteelrat.net/feed.xml. You might find something you like. Cue abrupt ending.
The reason I've played that promo, for two reasons, in fact. The first one is a bloody good show, and you really want to go and listen to it. The second reason is that he has just started streaming live, as I have, but not this week. And he is streaming live tomorrow, and I'll give you more tomorrow. For the benefit of those on the podcast, which is everybody, because I'm not streaming live this week. Shall I just go? Bye. He's streaming live tomorrow, which is Tuesday, the 9th of September. But I'll give you more details about that at the end, because it's easier to do all three of them at once. All will become clear soon. This next track is by a lass called Poonam Verma, who I believe is actually a BBC radio presenter, but I haven't looked into that, so I don't know which station she presents for. This track is called The Sweetest Nectar. That was Poonam Verma and The Sweetest Nectar. I did try and have a quick nosy on a couple of websites to try and find out which part of the BBC she broadcasts for, but I didn't have enough time in the time it took me to run across the house, pick my phone up, start browsing, search two websites, and then have to come back again. So, so I apologise for that. But yes, that was a good song. I enjoyed that. What I did find out from a couple of the searches that I did, that she does actually have a couple of songs out at the moment, released out on the Podsafe Music Network. And now this.
In a world ruled by stupidity, stifled by mediocrity, and swamped in idiocy, three brave new heroes stepped into the breach. Three brave souls who, quite frankly, made it all a damn sight worse.
Some call them nerds. I call them hot. Join Daz, Doug, and Lance for Dumb Down Life every week at ddl.podshow.com.
Now, I can't remember if they did actually release a new version of their promo. But yeah, that was a promo for the Dumb Down Life podcast. Same two reasons as with the Random 3. Excellent show. Really should be listening to it if you're not already. And they're also doing one of their regular live broadcasts this week. But, as I said, more about that later on. And also, ignore that web address you just heard on the promo, because it's wrong. Right, we're going to go on to some feedback now. I've had two primary bits of feedback this week, apart from the plethora of emails that Phil from work's been sending me. The first email is a voicemail from our regular correspondent, Leonie.
Hey ho, me again. Happy 6 month anniversary. I have to say that the live experience just gets better and better. Last week, despite its hiccups, you, and giggles, me, it was pretty much top. As promised though, As promised, I'm sending you the first recording of the email, but to be honest, I don't ever think I've re-recorded the email in the past. Last week was just unfortunate, but quite funny if you ask me. Second off, I have to say that I loved the Kelly's Lock track, which was track 2 last week. It was just so different. I don't think I've ever heard anything like it before, and I don't expect to hear anything like it again. So I would respectfully recommend this track for the shortlist for the Episode 50 Best of the Last 24 Shows track listing. That was difficult to say. By the way, about the guy with the 280 quid in his pants. As you know, I work on a till and money is just so filthy anyway. It makes me feel nauseous to think that he'd shoved it up his arse. Can I say arse on live TV? But you never know, I might end up... This is just getting worse and worse. You never know, I might end up handling those spondulics. Oh, and by the way, whose birthday might it be tomorrow? All for now. Still laughing like an idiot. Your regular correspondent, Leonie, News at 10, West Suffolk.
No prices for realising that this email should have been read out on Friday. Yes, it was my birthday on Saturday. Yes, thank you for reminding me yet again. Yes, 26 again. Yes, the Kelly's Lot track was phenomenally good. And there is some more of their stuff on the Podsafe Music Network, so I will be digging out some more. Oh, were they Podsafe or were they? No, I can't remember. From wherever I got them from, there is some more there, so I may well dig some more out from them. Can you say arse on live TV? I don't know, but we both just said arse on a podcast, so I'm sure it comes under the heading of good, clean family fun. I think that was everything from your email. It was. But as always, Leonie, thank you very much for your feedback this week. And the same to everybody else. Please, 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 please write in to me. I said it before, I'll say it yet again. I don't care what your feedback's about. If you want to have a moan, if it's something about completely irrelevant to the show, just talk to me.
I get lonely, you know. Very lonely.
A second piece of feedback this week is from Chris DeMarco. You may remember I played his track How Can I last week, the one that sounded a bit like Kajigugu. And he sent me an email, and it reads thus. It says, "Hello, I really appreciate being included in your programming, and the note you wrote in your review on my aerial publicity dashboard was very kind. I've enclosed another 80s song for you to listen to. Both How Can I, that you have on your show, and this one, Alive, will be on my next CD coming out later this year, and I'll include the information about your show in my blog. Thank you very much. That was Chris DeMarco and Alive. Thank you, Chris, for your feedback this week. Very much appreciated. Songs this week have been taken from the Podsafe Music Network, which you can reach at podsafemusicnetwork.com, and also Aerial Publicity Cyber PR website, which you can reach at aerialpublicity.net, and those addresses will also be in the show notes. Okay, let's just do a quick rundown of the live broadcast schedule for the week. All of these shows will be at the same time and in the same location, but I'll give that in a second. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 9th of September, Mark will be broadcasting the Random 3 podcast live. Yes, live. Darren Darren Dance and Lug, Darren Lance and Doug, hopefully all three of them, will be doing the Dumb Down Life pod show. What is wrong with me? I'm going to go to bed. We'll do the Dumb Down Life podcast broadcast live on Thursday, the 11th of September. And I will be doing a Bugcast live on Friday, the 12th of September. But with the Bugcast one, that's probably the last one for maybe 2 weeks. I think I'm taking... So I'm taking a week off, that's right. Because the wife and I are going to Blackpool for a dirty weekend. Sans kids. No surprises that I will not be doing a live show, but I will be trying to squeeze a recorded show in there at some point. But I will be back on the 26th. All of those shows will be broadcast at 9 o'clock in the evening on their respective dates. That's British Summer Time. And that's at www.dumbdownlife.com/chat.htm. And I will put that in the show notes as well. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can call through to our voicemail line on 020 80 99 15 50. You can send an email to bugcast@thelovebug.org. You can visit the website for the show notes at bugcast.thelovebug.org. And you can also follow me on Twitter and Identica under the username thelovebug. I hinted earlier on that we've got a new feature in the show, and it's in the shape of drop.io. Now, if you listen to other podcasts like The Daily Source Code, he uses drop.io now to drive his show. He doesn't use email anymore. He doesn't use his phone line anymore. He just uses this drop.io site. And our one is at drop.io/bugcast, funnily enough. And what you can do there is if you come across any news articles that you think we might want to cover in the show, then just go to drop.io/bugcast and click on link at the top of the screen, and you'll be able to put the link details in there. Similarly, if you've got a voice message, or you can still send it by email, don't get me wrong, but you can send voice messages, any media files, any Podsafe music you've found around you want to send to me, that's the way to send it to me. Have a nose around, leave me a message. If you do leave a comment or a message on there, please, please, please tell me who you are. Otherwise, I won't know who the message is from. I think that is it for today. We've been going for 33 and a half minutes so far, which is not bad. All that remains then is for me to thank you all for joining me today. I do apologise again for running the show late this week, but hopefully next week we'll be back on track, and then next week, the week after that, will be a little bit probably early. Shock horror. Yes, early. And then the week after that, we'll be back to doing live shows, but then there's another holiday coming up, and I'll tell you all about it nearer the time anyway. So that's it. Hope you all have a good week, and if all goes well and with the following wind, we shall regroup on Friday. Take care.